Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have a young man here called Mark, and he's going to tell us all about skates. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
It's nice to have you here.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thanks for asking me in.
So, skates, what is it?
When we chose the name, we tried to be as descriptive and simple as possible, and skates about sums it up. So, it's a roller skating rink, disco music, just how you do it.
And where is it?
Newport Quay, so we're neighbours.
Right. Yeah, so it's the other end of the quay from us.
Other end of the quay, yeah. The Premier Inside.
All right.
Okay, so
yeah.
It was a derelict building, was it? Or at least an empty building?
Yeah, I mean, it was, as far as I know, it was derelict for 20 plus years.
Dear.
Various people were in there, until it finally got too dangerous. Mm. Then they just shut the doors and used it as kind of a dumping ground for years. I was looking to scowl and find a new place. When I looked at the, you know, to getting a modern equivalent, it was shocking how much money was needed.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
So we've kind of, you know, an entrepreneurial spirit. You have to ask yourself the questions, well, I can't afford it, but how can I get it?
So it's a sort of fixer-upper, as they
It was definitely a fixer-upper. And there was five people looked at it during that period, and I was the only one left who was...
Remotely interested.
I mean, I did cheat a little bit. There was the part of the back roof was missing. So when the guy from the council showed me around it, I flew a drone in and took a film of everything inside. And when I actually went to the interview about it, I actually knew more about the building than they did.
Right.
Sounds
about
so, right.
So you've completely revamped it inside?
Yeah, so it's 2017, September, I got the keys.
Yeah.
Prior to that, I mean, I didn't really have I had £3,000, so nowhere near enough money to do up a project like that.
Right.
So I needed the funding, so I went to Island Lottery.
Yeah.
I would urge anybody who's looking to invest any money in the island to buy a lottery ticket from them guys.
Okay.
I mean, clearly you've got to give the money back, because the money doesn't just go down a hole. It then goes back into the system. And
but it's interest-free, isn't it?
It's interest-free.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to put a good business plan together.
Yep.
Go through the various loops and, you know, all being well. And again, it was on me to be able to get the money back, because, again, it circulates to the next person.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So,
okay.
So anyway, I got that money.
So where did you begin?
Right, well, I remember the first day clearly. I opened the door and my immediate thought was, oh, my God, what have I done?
And why have I done this?
Yeah, I had £27,000. And, again, you only got to look at the build. You know, there are photographs. You look at the building, the first floor was completely missing.
Oh.
I had friends in the construction, I've been in construction, and they all came around and said, why are you doing this? Why are you bothering?
You're totally mad, yes.
Yeah, totally mad. I mean, the thing is, you know, you can never go on a journey like this alone, and I've been helped along by so many people. So friends turn up and give their time up. Businesses on the island, I went to them, asked for help, told them why. I've had some great help from, you know, businesses like... Dyna Rod and Price's Garage and
right, okay, yeah,
and stuff like that, and all give willingly once they bought in, trusted me, and
that's good.
Yeah, so that helped. Took a year to do the building up.
Yeah,
and every penny we had, of course.
Of course,
I have got a background in the building, so you know, as long as I was there 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So you did a fair bit for yourself.
I did a fair bit myself, yeah. And again, you don't do it alone. I had good friends come and help me out. I won't mention their names for fear of missing anybody, but they know who they are.
I know what you mean, yeah.
We was doing St. Kelsey. It was called FPS. It was like a practical pistol shooting club, which I had in Scarrett's Lane. I tried to scale that. Unfortunately, although it is the biggest club of its type in Europe, it was still niche-y. Mm. And once I'd opened the building, I realised that it wasn't going to cover the bills of such a big building.
Yeah.
So we in the August of 2018, we held the biggest shooting competition. Not real guns, airsoft guns, so it's quite safe. We held the biggest competition in the world that year. We had people from Brazil and Holland and everywhere like that come over. But unfortunately, by Christmas... I realised that the bills weren't getting paid.
No.
Right.
Then COVID hit, as we know, in the March.
That didn't help at all.
The one thing it did do for me, it stopped all the bills coming in.
Yes.
So I knew I had a finite amount of time to pivot. And then, you know, I just sort of locked my mind into, you know, what can I do? What's going to serve the many and be less niche-y?
Yep.
So in actual fact, there's a tenuous link down to where I, to get out of the house, because I'm a bit of a fidgeter, I volunteered for the vaccine centre.
Right.
Just to get out. And as you remember, it was a glorious summer. And as I was driving down, I parked my car near the building. And I noticed one day that there was a few people roller skating in the tennis courts.
Right.
Just up on Seacoast. And, you know, I remember thinking, I used to love skating, you know, and that was a thing. And I didn't really think. Anyway, 2 days later, I'm going back to work. And I see three or four more people roller skating. And I brake the car real quick. And it was that moment that the penny dropped. That,
right.
Actually, this is...
That's what I'm going to do.
You know, and I Googled it, and it said that, you know, worldwide, they're struggling to get skates because everyone's... But I think it was part of the exercise. Everyone was getting their hour in.
Yes, yes.
And it was kind of an alternative exercise. And then you look online and see they're selling out of skates. So I figured it must be on the same. I had £2,500 left. And it was a case of, you know, put it all on black and spin that wheel one more time. I bought some second-hand roller skates off of eBay, and I just waited for COVID to pass over.
So it started out as a sort of a shooting place, but now you must have put a floor in to...
Yeah, I mean, I'd put like a Wayrock floor in, which was suitable for what I was doing at the time. After I opened the roller skating rink, it came clear that wasn't going to be strong enough. So then I, you know, as soon as I earned a little bit of money, I had to recover the floor in some 9mm ply. So now it's got a nice ply floor in there, all varnished. And, you know, I bought the skates. We knocked down a few walls. I just used up the last of the money. We opened in the October when we had a little bit of a release from COVID. Mm-hmm. And people turned up.
Good.
Working fine since.
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing to be.
So what can people expect when they go there then?
Okay, well, you know, so we've got a number limit we have in the building. Yeah. There is a mathematical equation for floor space per skater. Mm. But what I found during COVID, you know, because we had number restrictions, I found 35 was a great number for us.
Right.
Enough room for them to get around.
Yeah, everyone can, you know, get a bit of space and, you know, and it's because you go to some skating rinks and obviously for clear reasons, they just take the money, get the people in.
Yeah.
And it can be a bit intimidating to get onto the rink.
Yeah.
But we don't have none of that. So we have 35 and I'm happy with that.
Right.
Another little offshoot, you know, I remember talking to my colleagues about, you know, we'd perhaps throw the odd birthday party.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, our birthday parties have become a real big thing, what we do.
It's not good,
really, a weekend goes by where we don't have a birthday party in there.
Right, okay.
So people just skate, or is there somewhere to buy a drink?
Yeah, so obviously there's a roller skating, it's a 2-hour session.
Right.
I think our drinks, I think I'm right in saying that our slushies, milkshakes, about the cheapest in all of Christendom.
Okay.
You know, I get it. I'm a father. I understand you take your kids out.
Yeah.
And then you've got to spend £20 on drinks for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope it covers itself. But, you know, our money really comes from, you know, the volume of people coming through the door.
Yeah.
We also do schools. We do after school club at schools.
All right.
We take it out into the schools. You know, one of the fascinating things that I've found that, you know, they seem to have a lot of trouble getting certainly young teenage girls to do some exercise.
Right.
When we do our after school clubs at the schools, they sell out pretty quick. Everyone signs up to them. And predominantly, I would say it's girls who come to roller skating. There's boys, of course, of every age. What I think is amazing about it is, you know, they come in there, they don't associate it with exercise. It's disco lights.
It's a bit of fun.
It's just fun.
It's fabulous, you know. And I don't think any of them ring up their friends and say, hi, do you fancy coming for 2 hours of cardio?
No.
But 2 hours of cardio is what they're getting when they don't about it.
Yeah, I bet they are. So is it aimed at the younger people mostly?
It's aimed at everybody, right? I mean, you know, I'm 58 and during that COVID, I thought, well, if I'm going to get passionate about this, I better reignite my roller skating. So during that 6 months where we was doing nothing, I was literally up there every day honing my skills in. And do you know what? No way, you know, six years ago did I think I'd be roller skating again. But I've got love for it. You know, my health's improved through it.
Oh, that's good. Can you have little ones?
Yeah, so we have higher skates. I always say there's no age restriction to roller skating.
Right.
I mean, my granddaughter's just started roller skating. She doesn't take instruction because she's that young. But we're just going through the process of making her get skates on as a norm.
Right.
So when she's ready to fly, it's not something new to her.
Yeah.
Our higher skates start at infant size 6, so...
All right.
Pretty small. And then, of course, we've got a whole lot of ice skates.
And do people bring their own skates?
They do indeed, yeah, yeah. You know, certainly, you know, some people have got them, some people are digging them out of cupboards.
Yeah.
You know, and reigniting their love for it. And some people sort of come up, get used to the role, and next thing they're looking online and turning up with their own skates.
Yeah.
So, how can people find out more?
So, the only way we really advertise is through Facebook, and that's Skates IOW.
Okay.
So they can go on there. There's a lot of info, and you know, I'm always at the helm. So you know, if they want to DM me or ring me.
So you've moved in then, basically.
Well, I mean, what is it that I'm going to completely make a mess of the saying? But it's, you know, you leave a good job to start a self-employed job.
Yeah, and you love it.
Well, you know, and you know, you double your hours and half your wages.
You do, but it's not the same.
But you do something you love. You can put the hours in.
You do. And what are the opening hours?
So during normal, so not in the holiday period, we have one session in the evening, and then we open on the Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
During the holidays, we put on 4 sessions. We start at 10 o'clock in the morning. And,
yeah, quite right too, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And finish right the way through till 7:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. So the Facebook connection again was?
Skates IOW.
Skates IOW.
Yeah.
And you can find out all about it. And do you book there, or can you?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, you can risk turning up during the week. You can certainly get away without weekends. We can sell out pretty quick. So to secure a place, I would recommend
booking.
Signing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Thank you for coming in. Sounds fantastic.
Thanks for asking me in.
No problem at all. You're almost a next door neighbour.
I know.
It's totally. Who knew?
Yeah. So thanks for coming in. I hope we get loads more business, and come in again in a few months' time, see how things are going.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.